The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 247. It's the first St. Patrick's Day playlist of 2016. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel in big tour buses and see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician, a geek musician, and a host of this show. And you just heard Friday Frolics. That's from their brand new album, Factor 3, Return to Gallifrey. So it is Irish American Heritage Month, I'm pleased to say. That was decreed by President Obama a few days ago. But it's not just Irish American, it's all of us Celts out there, because St. Patrick's Day is a big day for everyone of Celtic heritage. We are going to celebrate with a lot of great St. Patrick's Day music for the next few weeks, extra long shows. So we're going to jump straight into it with Wicked Tinkers. This is Farewell to Nova Scotia from their album Hammered.
The sun was setting in the west, the birds were singing on every tree. All nature seemed inclined to rest, but still there was no rest for me. I grieve to leave my native land, I grieve to leave my comrades all, and my parents whom I held so dear, and the bonny, bonny lass I do adore. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and drear I be. For when I'm far away on the briny ocean to toss, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? The drums do beat, the wars do alarm, my captain calls, I must obey. So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms, for till I am the morning I am far, far away. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and drear I be. For when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? I have three brothers and they are at rest, their arms are folded on their breast. But a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the dark blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and drear I be. For when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? For when I'm far away, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
Thank you. We all got drunk in Dublin City, fall down me Billy. We all got drunk in Mars, the pity, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We lay down on Sir John Rogerson's quay, fall down me Billy. And when we woke we were out to sea, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We are no sailors, Captain dear, fall down me Billy. And a bit unhappy to reef or steer, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. And said, I've a cure for that.
Fall down, me Billy.
And here for a start is a dose of the cat.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
Ah, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
He sent him up to the topmast yard.
Fall down, me Billy.
When he hit the deck, he took it hard.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
We wrapped him up in the canvas sail. Fall down, me Billy. We lowered him gently o'er the rail.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
And over the side and down he goes. Fall down, me Billy. To Davy Jones with his stitch through his nose.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
Ah, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America.
Fall down, Billy O'Shea.
Ah, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Thank you.
Lost in cold this time. let go of Mary's hair. Forget about the past and learn what passion really means. I don't really know you, but you're tugging at my heart. We'll find a cottage on the coast and we'll make a brand new start. I'm very happy to report I find myself lost in court. Seems like I'm dreaming memories to get to where I want to be. This life is dealt a last and roll. Right enough, I'll never know. Still sifting through this Sunday's rhyme, lost in cold this time. Well, I'm lost in cold this time. It's the only way to go. Lost in court this time. Oh, tiny boy, the pipes are calling.
After Wicked Tinkers was Fidlinda, Linda Ralph, with her tune Goodbye to Ocean Boulevard from There and Then, Here and Now. Then came Michael Black with Billy O'Shea from his self-titled album. Then Anne Roos with The Fairy Child and The Fairy Queen from A Light in the Forest. And finally, Michael DeAngelis with Lost in Court from Son of a Dunagan. I have posted the first videos for the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. They are now online at the website stpatricksdayparty.net/festival. So go watch, listen, and enjoy, and share. I'd appreciate it. Second, I posted an audio blog for the Giant's Causeway, Legend and Fact. It's from my Celtic Invasion vacation last year. It's kind of a fun little episode. Go check it out. Find a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer with Lord Ulan's Daughter from Gleowyn.
Boatman, do not tarry, and I'll give you a silver pound to row us o'er the ferry. Now who'd be what cross Loch Gyle, that dark and stormy water? Oh, I'm the chief of Ulver's Isle, and this Lord Ulin's daughter. Fast before our father's men, 3 days we fled together. For should they find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should they our steps discover. Then who would cheer my bonny bride when they have slain her lover? Thank you. Up spoke the hardy Highland wight, "I'll go, my chief, I'm ready. It is not for your silver bright, but for your winsome lady. And by my word, the bonny bird in danger shall not tarry. But though the waves are raging white, I'll row you o'er the ferry." By this the storm grew loud apace, the water wraith was shrieking, and in the scowl of heaven each face grew dark as they were speaking. And still as wilder blew the wind, and as the night grew drearer, adown the glen rode armed men, their trampling sounded nearer. "Oh, hasty, haste," the lady cried, "though the tempest round us gather, I'll face the raging of the skies, but not an angry father. The boat has left the stormy land, the stormy sea before her, when oh, too strong for a human hand, the tempest gathered o'er her." But still they rode amidst the roar of waters fast prevailing. Lord Ulin reached that fateful shore, his wrath was changed to wailing. For sore dismayed through storm and shade, his child he did discover. One lovely hand was stretched for aid, and the other was around the lover. Come back," he cried in grief, "across the stormy water, and I'll forgive your Highland chief, my daughter, oh my daughter. 'Twas vain the loud rays lashed the shore, return or aid preventing. The waters wild went o'er his child, and he was left lamenting. The waters wild went o'er his child, and he was left lamenting." Thank you.
China's wide dominion. Hear the trumpets loudly roar. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise.
behind me. Blue is the sky that cradles the dawn, crystal and clear the flowing water, golden the hour when day is done. Sheltered my home. Where is the song that lifted my heart? Where is the land my lover dwells in? Forever from him I have to depart. Sail upon. Far is the land that welcomed my birth. Empty the arms that once held my lover. Long is the road to the ends of the earth. Thank you.
kicked off that super long set with Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer. That was followed by Slip Jig with Hardy Man the Fiddler, the Winnie Hills of Leitrim, and Barney Brawlin from So Far. Then came Merry Wives of Windsor from Babylon Has Fallen from Bottoms Up. Then came Sons of Malarkey with Tripping Father from Presenting Sons of Malarkey. Ginger Ackley was after that with Green the Hills from Elf King's Horn. And finally, Ashling from The Pilgrim's Road. That was A Walk in the Park, Drakensberg Storm, and All Roads Lead to Underberg. Now, this show is sponsored by the patrons of the podcast, and basically, each and every week, over 100 people pledge $1 or more per episode to help pay for the production of this podcast. Whenever we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode of Celtic Music. Now, we do have to hold that milestone, at least until the show comes out, and unfortunately, the Celtic Canadian special just dropped below that milestone level. So that means we're going to temporarily put that show on hold until the milestones reach and held. So hopefully that'll be by the end of March. It might not be until April. So go become a patron of the podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. Special thanks, though, to our newest patron, Jeremy Whiskey Songs. Next up is Barley Juice with St. Patrick's Day from This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Stuck his eye in my cup. He said, pour it out, Paddy, cause I've seen enough. And move yourself along, or it's an Irish kiss. Then I'll call for the wagon and I'll haul your ass in. Watch me chase all the snakes away. Jameson and Ginger after the parade. I can think of something so perfect to say. New York City on St. Patrick's Day. Like Paddy whiskey, but Jamo is chops. You see me drinking Bushmills, you best call the cops. I'm dapper Sunday morning, by night I'm a slob. Sleeping is my enemy, drinking's my job. Watch me chase all the snakes away. Jamo and Ginger after the parade. I could think of something so perfect to say. New York City on St. Patrick's Day. Driver of the B-68. He said he'd drop me off in Flatbush, I'm just to abstain. There's no open containers, no sit in the back. But the old Jewish ladies, don't you give them no crap. Watch me chase all the snakes away. J-Mo and Ginger after the parade. I could think of something so perfect to say. New York City, I say, Patrick's Day. Well, the bus topped a hole and I rolled out. Couldn't find a curb, so they dragged me downtown. But the sergeant took heart, the only reason I think. There's a bloody lot of Murphys on the 9th precinct. Watch me chase all the snakes away. J-Mo and Ginger after the parade. I could think of something so perfect to say. City of St. Patrick's. Watch me chase all the snakes away. J-Mo and Ginger after the parade. I could think of something so perfect to say. New York City of St. Patrick's Day. New York City of St. Patrick's Day. NYC of St. Patrick's Day.
Early one morning, his fair maid arose. She dressed herself up in the finest of clothes. And off to the shoemaker's shop, sure she goes for a kiss in the morning early. The cobbler arose and he soon let her in. His awl and his hammer would need a pin. He and the will for to greet her, so slim with a kiss in the morning early. Oh cobbler, too soon will you wed, nestling together in a fine feather bed. So give me two shoes with two buckles of red for a kiss in the morning early. The maid hid the shoes at the back of her waist. She praised his good cobbling and shoemaker's taste. Then home to her father she mournfully faced, for it was in the morning early. Oh father, I've got me a man, and he is the one I would wed if I can. As handsome as ever in weather did stand for a kiss in the morning early. Father was thinking and thinking again, for to wed her to riches and have him for kin. Who knows, but he might be a prince or a king that she met in the morning early. Jobber from town, or a wealthy sea captain sailed over ground. A man with some thousands and thousands of pounds that she met in the morning early. The father, so thinking, his daughter embraced, and touching the buckles he drew back in haste. He spied the red shoes that were tied round her waist, for it was in the morning early. Oh daughter, he started to shout. He did discover what she was about. Was none in the town but that old calling loud that she met in the morning early.
Blithe was I each morn to see my lass come over the hill. She skipped a burn and she ran to me. I answered her with goodwill. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowden House. Fain would I be in the north country, herding her father's yams. We neither herded ewes nor lamb, while the flock we would slay. She gathered in the sheep at night and cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowden House. Fain would I be in the north country, herding her father's yams. Thank you. hard fate that I should banished be. Conway or hill and moor, because I loved the fairest lass that ever yet was born. Or the broom, or the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cardinals. Fain would I be in the north country, herding the father's cows. Adieu, ye Cardinals, adieu. Farewell, the pleasure's there to wander by her side once again. It's all I crave or care. Oh, the moon, oh, the bonny, bonny moon, broom of the Cardinals. Fain would I be in the north country, herding her father's cows. Oh, the broom, oh, the bonny, bonny moon, broom of the Cardinals. Would I be in the north country, herding her father's cows?
By the banks of the Yugi. Come, my dear friends, and a story I'll relate. I spied a dear comrade all dressed in white flannel, dressed in white flannel, and cruel was his fate. Oh, the mercury was beating, the limestone was reeking, his tongue all inflamed hung over his chin, a hole in his bosom, his teeth were a-closed, and bad luck to the girl that had given him the glin. Had she but told
me, oh, when she dishonored me. Had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. Well, my parents, they warned me, and oft times they chided with those young flash girls to not sport and play. But I never listened, no, I never heeded. I just carried on in my own wicked way. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. Well, it's down on the corner, two flash girls were talking, one to the other did whisper and say, there goes a young man who once was so jolly, but now for his sins his poor body must pay. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. Before your departure, take all these bottles of mercury away. Send for the minister to say a prayer over me, so they can lay my poor body in the clay. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured of those pills of white mercury. Now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. Now get you six fellows to carry my coffin, six pretty fair maids to bear up my pall. Give each of them now a bunch of red roses, so when they pass by me, they'll not know the smell. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I'm a young man cut down in my prime.
After Barley Juice was Hans Araki with A Kiss in the Morning Early from Wind and Rain. Then came Jed Merrim with Hugh Morrison and Mason Brown from Sands of Aberdeen. That was Broom of Cowden Nows. Then came Jameson's Revenge from While You're Up, The Golden Shower. And finally, Skeen Duve with Pills of White Mercury from Frightening All the Dogs. I want your feedback. Call 678-KELPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. And tell me what you're doing while listening to the podcast. You can email a written comment to music@celticmusicpodcast.com along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or from one of your trips to the Celtic Nations. Now, Tom K. 9033 on iTunes wrote, if you like Celtic music and want to be introduced to new artists of traditional and sometimes not so traditional Celtic music, then look no further. I've been enjoying this podcast since 2005. I love the positive attitude and hours of great entertainment. Mike Gonzo Gonzalez wrote on Facebook, what am I doing while listening to the best Irish and Celtic music podcasts? Fixing a fiddle. I rescue orphaned stringed instruments from thrift stores, flea markets, and pawn stores, and attempt to make them playable again. It's a dumb hobby that makes a little spending coinage. This is a pre-1914 Hopf violin. She came in pretty good condition for a year in storage. Listening to your podcast filled me with many tunes to possibly try on her. But I finally settled to test her with Sally Garden and Star of the County Down. Thank you for the great tunes, Mark. That is really awesome. Mike also sent a picture that you can find in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com/247. Finally, Damian McReynolds wrote in the blog, first off, love the podcast. I listen to it while I drive the country and in work. The best part is when I drive in the country looking at the scenery of Ireland. Please keep up the great work, and when you come back to Ireland, let me know. P.S. Are you doing anything for the 1916 Rising celebrations? You know, Damian, it hadn't occurred to me to do a special show on that, and I may do that. I've written it down. It's on my list of things to put together. So stay tuned. We'll see if I can pull that together. In the meantime, we're going to continue on with Room for Us All in the Dance by Ed Miller from Edinburgh Rambler. ¶¶
fill on the box and Ali on the fiddle. We brittle at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. There's some no even started yet. There's some heard up for every set. And some with faces streaked with sweat. There's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali on the fiddle. We brittle at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. They're all in new for the sergeant dashing, with the elbows high and the partners clashing. The blood is up and the eyes are flashing. And there's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali on the fiddle. We brittle at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. Then arm in rows we're heading, stepping a foot for Mary's wedding. And some will know miss the weight that they're shedding. And there's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. And the cry goes up for strip the willow. The ties are off and the dresses billow. And I wouldn't mind her for to share my pillow. And there's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. It's quarry's jig and autumn and napping. The feet are gone and the hands are clapping. And the devil knows what next will happen. And there's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. By the chicken path and the eightsome reel, you'd think we all had springs in our heels. And a wee quick cuddle and a kiss will steal. There's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. The Hamilton rant and the cashmere shawl, we can hardly hear the callers call, for the din is echoing off the wall. There's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. But now it's time for toddling hame, and most of the folk are limp and lame. But quite a few won't lie the lane. And there's room for us all in the dance. We fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl up the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance. Take your partners, fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle. We burl up the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle. And there's room for us all in the dance.
Clyde's bonny banks, as I slowly did wander among the pit heaps as the evening drew nigh, I spied a fair maiden all dressed in deep mourning, a weeping and wailing with many is the sigh. I stepped up beside her, and thus I addressed her. Pray tell me, fair maid, of your sorrow and pain. Oh, sobbing and sighing, at last she made answer, Johnny Murphy, kind sir, was my true lover's name. Twenty-one years of age, full of youth and good looking, to work down the mines of high Blantyre he came. The wedding was fixed, all the guests were invited. That calm summer's evening, my Johnny was slain. The explosion was heard, all the women and children, with pale, anxious faces, they ran to the mine. When the news was made known, all the hills rang with mourning. 310 young miners were slain. And wives and sweethearts and brothers, that Blantyre explosion they'll never forget. And all you young miners that hear my sad story, shed a tear for the victims who lie out there.
After Ed Miller was from Sierra Rose with Blantyre Explosion from Contradiction, then came Skelpin with Rua Rojo from the same titled album, and finally Searson, that was Another Mile from their album Live. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. In fact, that's the special mission I want you to do from now until March 17th, is go post some ratings, new comments. I want to get flood iTunes with lots of great comments and ratings so that the show will totally kick up the charts and stay up there up until St. Patrick's Day. Can you do me that little favor? I'd really appreciate it. So go on over to iTunes if you're listening there and do that. Thank you so much. You can also subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You can vote once for each episode, and you can help me create next year's best Celtic Music of 2016 episode. We're going to finish up this show with Ran. This is My Heart Belongs to Ireland. It's from a single that he released. I hope you enjoy the song. I hope you enjoyed this awesome podcast. I have another incredible show next week that I'm planning, so stay tuned. I may even throw in a bonus show, so stay tuned for that. Let's see. Here's Ran.
Having only heard the stories of what its beauty may be, I jumped aboard at Holyhead and headed out to sea. Now off I go, adventures in tow. Off to the west of Ireland, off to the west I go. Never had I been before, I never knew it so. Now I never want to leave. I'm not the same. No longer am I ruthless. I found a home where the wild Atlantic Ocean is the final resting place for a sunset that lasts forever, burning bright against my face. Now my heart belongs to Ireland. Having met the local people and drank the local stout, I'm never gonna leave this place, so that there is no doubt. My kind of folks, let the good times roll. John McDermott takes me fishing, Brendan Keogh runs the bar, and Jerry Reilly likes to dance with the ladies all night long. Now their kindness is part of me. Some things change, I'm not the same. Fires tough and cold. Now my heart belongs to Ireland. My heart belongs to Ireland. Now my heart belongs to Ireland. My heart belongs to Ireland.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.